episode 2471 of the number one podcast at Apple Podcasts for Job Search. You're listening to or watching No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Alton, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. You know, I worked as a recruiter for a long time, like a really long time. And companies become pretty transparent when you know what to be paying attention to. And this is signals about, you know, this problem, or we're not sure. And I just thought we'd do a show related to that. Hope you find this helpful. Hope you never run into this. But if you do, this is how to read the tea leaves. And we'll be back in just one moment. There are a lot of interviews you go on and you know it's not going to work out. This isn't about that. This is about a situation where you've had a final interview. Things have been going well. Maybe it's you and one or two other people. And they say things to you like, you know, it's going to be a tough choice for us, but we're thinking very favorably of her, and this is the final. Or she's the front runner. He's the front runner. And this is going to be the final interview where we're going to make a choice. And now suddenly, they want you to talk to one more person. So here's what's going on. They're not sure. They're looking to this person to be the decision maker between one or two people and you. And thus, you have to probe what the areas of concern are. And you may not get the truth right out of the box. If anything, they may say, oh, no, no, nothing wrong here. It's coming out of their budget, and they want to be a part of the decision. But what are they going to be looking for? How are they going to evaluate me so I know what I'm walking into? What do the other people do well? What areas of concern? Oh, we have no concerns. Then you should be able to make a choice, right? They should be able to make a choice based upon the inputs that they have. So just give me an idea of what I'm walking into, what they're going to be using to evaluate me other than their gut. And no one wants to be told the decision's going to come from their gut. They want to have an objective reason, and you want them to communicate with you what that reason's going to be. Remember, competence is only one thing they look for. Everything else is a soft skill. And thus, the probability is it's going to be important to connect with this person so that they trust you. Trust is ultimately the criteria that a firm uses to decide whether to hire one person versus another. Thus, your ability to inspire confidence that you're the solution to what their problem is what's on the table for this meeting. Don't lose sight of that. If there's been a rough spot that surfaced earlier, trust me, it's going to surface in this meeting. Hope you found this helpful. I'm Jeff Alpin. Visit my website, thebiggamehunter.us. I've got a course there about final interviews that may be very helpful to you. You can rent it or buy it. It's pretty inexpensive. And you can also schedule time for coaching with me so I can help you get through this round. Also, there's a lot of information in the blog there that you can watch, listen to, or read that'll help you. And you can schedule time. Let me back up there. And connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Have a terrific day and be great.